USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice is asking a judge to not release the affidavit regarding the raid on former President Donald Trump's home. This as many Republicans, including South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds, are calling for that affidavit to be released.
It's very important long term for the Justice Department that they show that this was not just a fishing expedition, that they had due cause to go in and to do this.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. The huge reconciliation bill, dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act, will be signed into law by President Biden on Tuesday. The White House also saying the president will be traveling across the country in the near future to highlight the bill's impact. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear is announcing the state is moving into the second of three phases known as a stabilization phase in his response to mass flooding in eastern Kentucky. Governor Beshear detailing how much money the state has received in donations following the flooding.
Our Team Eastern Kentucky Flood Relief Fund, now 3,709 donations, a little over $6.2 million. Thus far, we've paid for 37 of the 39 funerals.
Two former Minneapolis police officers accused of being involved in George Floyd's death will go on trial this fall. Tutau and J. Alexander King rejected their final plea offers of 36 months in prison. If they're convicted, they'll receive 12 or more years behind bars. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 151 points on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
An attorney for former President Donald Trump is continuing to speak out after the former president's home was raided last Monday.
The attorney for President Trump is unloading on the weaponizing of the FBI in an effort to attack their political opponent. Christina Bob says the FBI and the Department of Justice have boxed themselves into a corner, and the American people are starting to see the pattern from Democrat leadership.
We let them in there before, and other attorneys on the team have gone through that, combed through it to make sure there wasn't something that people weren't aware of. And, I'm not convinced that there's actually anything booming in there, but we'll see. We'll have to see what they come up with. But I also think it's convenient for them that they're shrouding this in a national security blanket because they don't want to disclose what they're doing because what they're doing is wrong. And so they want to hide it behind the premise that this is, it's a matter of national security.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Brittany Griner's defense team is appealing a Russian court's verdict against the WNBA star for drug possession and trafficking. Griner, who played for a Russian club during the WNBA's offseason, was arrested at a Moscow airport in February after vape cartridges containing marijuana were found in her luggage. A loud boom heard in northern Utah over the weekend was caused by a meteor. The National Weather Service confirmed the signature form of the meteor just after 8:30 a.m. local time on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.